Hello, and a special shout out to Ed, Gary and Louise for your generous coffee donations. If you'd like to be part of this production and part of the gang, you can buy me a coffee to keep me going at whereareyougoing.co.uk. Just click the coffee button. Thank you. A while back, I was in Hong Kong and I lucked upon a beautiful sunny Friday, the perfect weather to meet new people.
Excuse me, do you speak English at all? I'm just wondering, on this Friday lunchtime in the park, where you're going?
I'm just going there, have my lunch.
Oh. Yeah. Have you come from work or studying?
No, working.
What do you do?
Dental nurse.
That's why your teeth are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
What's it like, your job? Is it good?
Yeah, sure.
What do you like about it?
Just can help people to make good teeth or their teeth, yeah.
What are people's teeth like in Hong Kong? Are they good or not so good?
Both. Good and not good, both, yeah.
Do you always have a lot of work? Is it busy always?
Busy, yes, quite busy, yeah.
Did you have to study to do this job?
Yeah, sure. I study at Hong Kong University and the program of the dental nurse, yeah.
Did you always want to do that? When you were little, did you think you wanted to be...
Oh, no, sure not. No.
What did you want to do?
Not really think about it, just when the graduation and just look for it, what can I do just like that, yeah.
Thank you.
You're
lovely welcome. To talk to you. Bye. Excuse me, where are you going?
We're going to have lunch. Oh,
just walking through the park to have lunch?
Yeah.
Is this a date? We're on here?
Yes.
Not awkward, was that awkward?
No.
Well, that question was awkward. But,
It's not like a first date or something.
No.
So what do you do when you're not having lunch on Friday? Are you students?
Or yeah, we're students.
What do you study?
I'm a first year uni student.
Yeah. And I'm last year of high school. But we went to the same high school.
Have you been dating for a while?
Kind of,
yeah. Like 3 months? Yeah.
Okay, but you knew each other for a little while then?
Yeah. A year?
Yeah.
So what's it like at university here? Is it hard?
Oh, I go to university in the UK, actually. Yeah. I think it's very hard, actually.
Which one do you go to?
Cambridge.
And you're studying here at high school?
Yeah.
So that's a really long distance relationship now.
Yeah.
But it's only 2 months though. It's 2 month terms. Yeah. Then we'll just come back during Easter. Like right now it's Easter break and it's 5 weeks. So, could be worse.
So where are you from originally?
Here, Hong Kong.
And where are you from here?
I'm Italian, though I don't sound like it.
So you're Italian but you live in Hong Kong. Yeah. How did that happen?
My parents studied Chinese at university and then moved here for jobs.
So you're born and brought up here?
Born in Italy, but brought up here.
What's it like to grow up here?
I don't know. I think I don't know any different, so I wouldn't be able to like compare that, I guess. But I guess it's international.
Yeah. Do you feel international?
Yes, but I don't know. Like I don't like associate with like countries as much.
She speaks fluent Chinese.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And Italian?
Yeah.
And English?
Yeah.
And French.
Okay. Yeah. That too.
So she's the smart one.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to Cambridge.
All right, yeah.
What do you study at Cambridge?
Maths. Yeah, like a real Asian.
I just heard that. And what would you like to do when you finished?
I have no idea, actually. I mean, I haven't thought about careers at all because it's less like what I want to do and more like I don't know what there is to do.
And what about studying over in the UK? Is that always the plan or the dream?
Oh, that was never the plan, actually. I was advised by my university counselor to apply to the UK. The goal was usually the US.
How have you coped with the transition of leaving here and studying?
I mean, I think the biggest deal is the food. In terms of the people, I think people in the UK are actually a lot nicer than people in Hong Kong. Like, people here are very hostile. Well, yeah, I mean, everyone there is nice. I mean, even the posh people are nice. I mean, in the UK, it's just potatoes. I mean, like, It's an acquired taste, so like I haven't acquired it yet. So.
So have you been starving?
Well, I mean, I found a good Chinese place.
And so you're gonna go and have some lunch, and I've interrupted you. Excuse me. Hi. Do you speak English, you guys?
Yep.
Where are you going?
Where are we going? We live in Hong Kong.
Where are you going right now?
To work.
Yeah. Exactly.
You've got about 17 tennis rackets on
your
back.
Yeah, I teach tennis. Not 17, it's two, but the bag is very big.
So you teach tennis here in the park?
Yes, sometimes, yep. Yeah. I teach on public courts.
Yeah. Is it a good business?
Yeah, it's okay. If the weather's okay.
The weather's good today.
The weather's good today, but it's rainy season will come, so it's not always steady.
Yeah. You work full-time as a tennis coach?
Yep, that's correct.
Who wants tennis lessons in Hong Kong?
There's quite a lot of people playing tennis here. It's quite a popular sport because it's easy access. You can, it's easier than golf, for example. You can play 1 hour and you know exactly what you get. So it's quite popular. Mm-hmm. I would say expats and locals are the same ratio.
And what about you? What was your tennis career before you came here?
I used to play professionally at one stage. And I have quite a background of studying sports and tennis. So I've been playing tennis for a long time and teaching tennis for a long time.
What is it about the sport you love? Do you love it?
Yeah, well, it's two things. Playing and teaching is obviously a bit different. It's in general, it's a very interesting sport because you can never get to a level where you're kind of stuck. There's always a possibility to improve. It's not an easy sport and it stays interesting for that reason. Yeah.
And how did you end up doing it here?
I came here many years ago with an overseas company which is, has tennis facilities here.
And just stayed?
Yep.
Why?
I like it here. It's convenient. I like the weather.
Yeah. You're Dutch originally?
I'm from Austria.
And what about you? Have you been having a tennis lesson?
No. I am a Spanish teacher.
Oh, a Spanish teacher.
Yes. I am a Spanish teacher.
In a school or privately?
In the university. And also privates. Basically, we just finished with a Spanish class right now, under the sun.
Lovely.
That's the way it's supposed to be. And if the student wants to have it like that, why not?
Yeah. So you guys know each other?
2 years. 2 years. Yeah. I just found out that with Facebook, because Facebook told me that we've been friends for 2 years.
How did you meet then?
Drinking. Having a good time. That is the beautiful thing about Hong Kong. I mean, you work hard and then you can go and have your drinks from time to time.
And play hard.
Work hard, play hard. That's the way.
So you left Spain to come over here and teach, is that right?
No, I left. I am half Mexican, half Spanish. So I left Mexico. I left Spain long, long time ago. But I came here by accident, actually, just traveling. Traveling, and then I like Hong Kong, and I'm staying in Hong Kong because I like it.
What do you like about it?
Security. You feel safe. If you like to work, you can work easily. You know, like in our countries, you work and then you can survive just a little bit, okay. But here you work hard and then you can live properly.
So do you think you'll ever go home?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. A little bit too far away. I'm planning to go back eventually, but not yet. I'm still happy here.
Thanks, guys. Have a nice afternoon.
It's funny how we can find ourselves in places we never expected to be. My name's Catherine Carr, and this is Where Are You Going? It's made by the team at Loftus Media. Thank you for listening.